One of the American Star Farmer finalists is Tony Lopes. He's of the Gustine FFA chapter located in California. Now, Tony, just to begin with, tell me a little bit about your project.
Absolutely. So my project was 55 head of registered Holstein cattle that are housed and managed alongside my family's fourth generation dairy farm. And throughout my project, I was responsible for all levels of management, from milking herd management to young stock development, financial responsibility, all the way through for the 55 head of cattle.
What made you first want to get started?
For me, the dairy industry is a family tradition. Being the fourth generation of my family to live and work on our farm, for me, cows are just what I've always known, what I've loved. When I was 6 years old, my dad gave me a calf of my very own, and from that point forward, the spotted black and white cow has basically been my focus, and everything that I've worked for and done has been with keeping the family farm in mind and keeping my own project herd in mind, and I'm extremely proud to be here and be able to compete and showcase my life's work.
What have been some of the biggest challenges you had to face along the way?
In addition to an extremely volatile market, the dairy industry is known for its ups and downs. My sophomore year in high school, underwent an operation for a brain tumor that was removed. And fortunately, I came away from it very healthy. I was able to get out of the hospital within a week, but it left me physically unable to really do most of the heavy lifting of my project the way that I had been used to. So for me, to completely change my philosophy and change the way that I went about my business, it was a definitely difficult thing to overcome, but I think in the long run, it enabled me to develop more of a long-term mindset, be more cognizant of long-term goals, and do a better job of being the brains of the operation as opposed to just being two hands to move cows from point A to point B.
Certainly a great turnaround. I sure appreciate you sharing that. Now, on the flip side, what's the biggest success that you walk away each day having, or one of the bigger successes you had along the way?
When I look back on my time in my project since I was 6 years old, I just picked a calf out of the pen because she was a pretty black-looking calf and was the tallest one among all our herd mates. And at the end of the day, when I see the genetic progress that my animals have made in comparison to their herd mates, my parents' cows, knowing that me making all of those management decisions and all those breeding and selection decisions, knowing that those changes are a direct result of everything that I've done, that to me is, I find that incredibly rewarding, knowing that I was able to take a very small gift from my father, probably worth $500 when the calf was given to me, and to be able to turn that into a fully functional business and be able to see the tangible changes from generation to generation with my herd, I find that extremely rewarding, and I'm very proud to have made it this far and look forward to continuing my work in this field.
I was going to ask you, what's next as far as your education and then your project?
I have the remainder of this year and then one more year at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, California, where I'm studying dairy science with a minor in ag business. Ultimately, the goal upon graduation is to come back home to the family farm. I look forward to continuing to develop my herd alongside my families and hopefully explore opportunities to be able to milk my own cows in my own facility someday while still staying involved in the family farm.
Very good. Well, congratulations to you, Tony. That was Tony Lopes. He's of the Gustine FFA chapter, one of the finalists as an American Star Farmer. Reporting, I'm Bryce Duskin.